My name is Jillian, and I'm an on-call bank customer at Vancouver Hilton. I love my job at the Hilton, and it is a good job for me. Or me. However, for many of my coworkers, whom I'm very proud to work with, don't have a great job that provides for themselves and their families. Too many of my coworkers are receiving state assistance and local charity assistance to make it through the days they are living and working for the Hilton Vancouver. I am so lucky and proud that my boyfriend has a job that I like to call a real job. It is nothing major. He didn't have to go to school for years, but his work is valued, and he is able to make a living wage for me and our daughter. He was recently injured on the job and has been unable to work. Our household is now short, about $300 a month, which is a lot of money. But we are grateful for workman's compensation and that his company has covered our portion of the family medical up until this month, when I realized we pay about $220 for our family medical covering two adults and one child. That's a realistic health plan idea. Right now, I'm not too sure where that money will come from, as I am not working very much at this time of year. And family medical is not an option for me as an on-call server through the Hilton. And even if it was, I could probably never make the required hours, no matter how much fill-in work I could find. I watch with great empathy and sadness as my coworkers and in my department struggle to keep their medical for their families every quarter, and many of them lose it. I am saddened as I learn the hourly wages of our housekeepers and dishwashers and the housemen, all of whom I see working so hard. The proof of the hard work is in the numbers, and a mere thank you is not enough for these full-time workers, whom many have been forced to take other jobs, and some leave Hilton entirely. A thank you and a candy bar is not going to pay the power bill, put food on the table, or get medical treatments needed to survive. A wage increase of cents is so sad and disrespectful to me. Gas just jumped 27 cents in the last month down the street from my house. Bus fares are going up, and many of my coworkers cannot afford to drive their own car and struggle for their bus passes now. I hope to work for the Hilton Vancouver forever. I hope I can be proud of the care it takes of its workers, but right now I am just sad when I see and think of how much everyone is struggling, and I know Hilton can do better with our contract. So many of our requests are not unreasonable, and I would expect them to at least come halfway on most of it, but they won't. They need a push. So if there is any way that you can help us on behalf of Vancouver Hilton's workers, I am begging you to do whatever it takes to get their corporate attention so that we can get a contract that we can all be proud of together. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Lewis.